The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Beyond the Bite podcast. I'm your host, DJ Sample, and on this podcast, we take a dish and talk beyond the taste and discuss the culture and significance behind the dish. Join me as we travel across various cultures through flavor. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the third episode in the Beyond the Bite podcast series. I'm your host, DJ Sample, and as we're starting to get into a routine, I'm pretty sure you guys know how this starts. So let's dig in. The first thing you notice isn't the food. It's the heat. At the center of the table sits a metal pot. Broth, gently bubbling, steam curls upwards into the air, carrying the smell of garlic, chili oil, and spices. Around it, the table slowly fills with plates, thin slices of beef folded like ribbons, mushrooms stacked into small piles, tofu cubes, noodles, leafy greens, but nothing is cooked yet. Everyone is waiting for the same thing. The broth to boil. And when it finally does, the table comes alive. Chopsticks reach from every direction, dipping meat into the broth, pulling noodles from the pot, stirring ingredients together. Dinner has started, but hot pot isn't just a dish. It's something people built together. So the question is, what exactly is hot pot? Well, at its core, hot pot is a very simple idea. A pot of simmering broth sits in the middle of the table, and instead of the kitchen cooking the entire meal, everyone at the table cooks their own food right there. But that simple setup changes the entire experience of eating. When you sit down at a hot pot table, the first thing you notice is the pot itself. It's usually set into the table or placed on a small burner, keeping the broth constantly bubbling. Then the ingredients start arriving. Plates of thinly sliced meat like beef, lamb, sometimes pork, arranged carefully so that they can be picked up easily with chopsticks. Bowls of vegetables like napa cabbage, spinach, or mushrooms, tofu cubes, dumplings, bundles of noodles. Sometimes there are dozens of small plates spread across the table. But none of it is cooked yet. That part happens slowly, piece by piece. Someone might dip a thin slice of beef into the broth, swishing it back and forth for just a few seconds before pulling it out. Another person drops in mushrooms and waits for them to soften. Someone else adds the noodles that slowly unravel into the heat of the soup. The meat builds gradually. A few bites here, a conversation there, then another round of ingredients into the pot. The broth itself is the foundation of everything. Some hot pots use a clear, savory broth with ginger, scallions, and garlic. Others are much bolder. In the southwestern province of Sichuan, hot pot is famous for its deep, rich broth filled with chili oil and Sichuan peppercorns, creating a very unique sensation that is both spicy and slightly numbing. Many restaurants even divide the pot in half so diners can enjoy two broths at once, one mild and one spicy. But what really makes hot pot special isn't just the ingredients or the flavors. It's the structure of the meal itself. Most dishes arrive at the table finished, ready to eat, but hot pot unfolds slowly. Everyone participates. Everyone contributes something to the pot. That way, dinner becomes less about a single dish and more about the shared experience of cooking and eating together. The pot sits in the center, and everything revolves around it. Once you understand how hot pot works, another question naturally comes up. Where did this idea come from? Because a meal built around a shared pot feels simple, almost obvious. But like many traditional dishes, hot pot didn't appear all at once. It evolved slowly over time. Historians believe early forms of hot pot can be traced back thousands of years in China. One of the earliest versions likely appeared during the Han Dynasty, a time when communal cooking was common amongst soldiers and travelers. Imagine people moving across long distances, carrying simple cooking tools and limited ingredients. A pot of broth placed over a fire would have been one of the easiest ways to cook food quickly and feed several people at once. Meat, vegetables, and whatever else was available could all go into the same pot. Over time, this practical way of cooking gradually became something more social. By the time of the Qing Dynasty, hot pot has spread across many regions of China. It wasn't just eaten by travelers anymore. Families and communities were gathering around shared pots as a part of everyday meals. Different regions began shaping the dish to fit their own tastes and climates. In northern China, where winters can be cold and long, lamb hot pot became especially popular. The warm broth and hearty meat made the perfect meal for freezing evenings. Meanwhile, in southwestern China, the dish took a more bolder personality. In cities like Chengdu, cooks began adding chili peppers, fermented bean paste, garlic, and the famous Sichuan peppercorns to their broth. The result was a hot pot that was fiery, intense, and very unforgettable. But despite all these regional variations, the heart of the dish never really changed. A pot in the middle of the table, ingredients shared among everyone, and a meal that slowly unfolds, bringing people together as the broth continues to simmer. In a way, hot pot reflects something deeper about food culture in China. It's not just about what's in the pot. It's about the people that gathered around it. But history only explains how hot pot started. It doesn't explain why people keep coming back to it. For that, you really have to sit down at the table. A hot pot meal feels rarely rushed. When the hot pot first arrives, the broth is still building flavor. The ingredients are untouched, neatly arranged on plates around the table. And then someone makes the first move. Maybe they drop a slice of beef into the broth. Maybe someone adds mushrooms or tofu. Slowly, the pot starts to fill. What makes hot pot different from most meals is that everyone participates. No single person controls the meal. No single dish arrives finished. Instead, everyone contributes something to the pot. One person cooks noodles. Another carefully dips thin slices of meat into the broth for just a few seconds before pulling them out. And someone experiments with the sauces. Soy sauce, sesame paste, garlic, chili oil, maybe even peanut sauce. Every table develops its own rhythm. And while the food cooks, something else happens. The conversation grows. Friends catch up on stories they haven't told yet. Families share jokes or memories. Someone reaches across the table to grab a mushroom and ends up starting a new conversation. The meal stretches out over time. In many parts of China, hot pot is more than just a dinner. It's a gathering. It's the kind of meal that people choose when they want to spend time together. Birthdays, celebrations, late night with friends, or even just a cold evening when everyone wants something warm. The pot keeps bubbling, and the meal keeps going. And something interesting happens as the night continues. The broth changes. Every ingredient that goes into the pot leaves a little bit of flavor behind. The meat adds richness from the fat. Vegetables add sweetness. Spices grow deeper and more complex. By the end of the meal, the broth tastes completely different than when it started. In a strange way, the pot became a reflection of the table itself. Different people, different ingredients, different moments, all slowly blending together. And that might be the real magic of hot pot. It's not just about cooking food. It's about creating a shared experience, one ingredient at a time. But like many great food traditions, hot pot didn't stay in one place. Over time, the dish traveled, first across China, then eventually across the world. Today, hot pot is deeply woven into food cultures across China. Cities like Chengdu, Beijing, and Shanghai each have their own styles, flavors, and traditions surrounding the dish. In Chengdu, a hot pot is boiled. In Chengdu, hot pot is bold and spicy, filled with the chili oil and peppercorns that create the famous numbing heat. In Beijing, the focus has often been the thin slices of lamb cooked in simpler broths, especially during cold winters. Different regions, different ingredients, but the same shared pot. As Chinese communities migrated around the world, they carried this tradition with them. Today, you can find hot pot restaurants like Haidi Lao in cities across Northern America, Europe, and Southeast Asia. Walk into one of these restaurants and the setup will probably feel similar. A burner or electric burner at the center of the table, bubbling broth, plates of ingredients waiting to be cooked. But you also notice the small changes. Some restaurants experiment with new broths, others introduce ingredients that reflect local tastes. The dish adapts to its surroundings. And yet, even with all these variations, the heart of hot pot stays the same. A pot in the middle of the table, food meant to be shared, and a meal that unfolds slowly as people gather together. Eventually, every hot pot meal reaches the same moment. The table begins to quiet down. The plate that once held stacks of meat and vegetables are nearly empty. Chopsticks rest on the edge of bowls, and the broth in the pot has darkened slightly from everything that's been cooked inside of it. Someone drops the last handful of noodles in the pot. Maybe someone reaches inside for one final mushroom floating near the surface. In a strange way, the meal itself mirrors what's been happening around the table. Different people bringing different stories, different personalities, different moments into the same shared space. And over time, those things mix together. Conversations overlap. The night grows longer. Hot pot might look simple at first. Just a pot of broth and a table full of ingredients. The real heart of the meal isn't the food itself. It's the experience building something together over one small piece at a time. Maybe that's why hot pot has lasted for centuries and traveled so far beyond where it started. Because the idea behind it is universal. In the end, hot pot reminds us of something simple. Some meals are just about eating, but the best ones are about connection. And sometimes, all it takes is a pot in the middle of the table to bring people together.